I'm watching sheep dashing across a field. Presume they're being herded by dogs. I think I can see a... No, I can't see a sheepdog. What a strange day this is. It's a day where I've woken up to find the McCanns have been exposed in the Sunday Times for suppressing vital evidence. In fact, a report done by private investigators that they themselves paid rather a lot of their funds money to. And it turns out this report was critical of the McCanns, and also in essence and in a lot of details agreed with the Portuguese police findings, which suggested that Madeleine had died in the apartment. By the sounds of it, the McCanns didn't like that, and they covered it up for the last 5 years, until recently, in fact the other day, when they were surprised by the head of the investigation being run by Scotland Yard, DCI Andy Redwood, who pulled it out apparently unprepared or unannounced on the Crime Watch show. I can hear the farmer shouting at the sheep. Yeah, so that broke about 1 o'clock yesterday morning, and it's been a massive confidence boost to all the critics of the McCanns, myself included, those people who don't believe for 1 minute that the an abduction took place. There's too much evidence. But mainly people like myself who've read most of the original PJ files, the Portuguese police files, which have been in the public domain since 2008, since the case was shelved. And, of course, the majority of people in the UK have never had access, they've never read those files. And the reason they've never looked at those files is that the UK media has pursued a relentless pro-McCann campaign, just putting forward that the only one version of what could have happened that night, which is the McCann's chosen version, and that's the abductor, abducted by strangers hypothesis. So an incredibly weird day to wake up and find that almost everything has turned on its head overnight. And finally, there may be some conclusion to this sorry, long, miserable saga. And that's 3 minutes.